May I speak in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. The word Epiphany is described in the Cambridge Dictionary as a moment when you suddenly feel that you understand or suddenly become conscious of something that is very important to you. I wonder if you've ever experienced an epiphany, suddenly realizing, that's why it is, or that's why they are like they are. It could be a moment of transformation, a life changer. In our two readings, we are prompted to consider who Jesus is, as do many of the readings we hear during the Christmas season. Who is this baby whose birth we celebrated at Christmas? We heard the words gold and frankincense mentioned in the reading from Isaiah, which came to be applied by early Christians to Jesus as the Messiah whom the Jews were waiting for. Gifts brought to Jesus by the Magi, gold brought for a king, frankincense brought for a priest. At the beginning of John's Gospel, John the Baptist is asked, "Who are you?" "I am not the Messiah," he says, "but I am preparing the way for him." When he sees Jesus approaching him from baptism, John declares, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is who Jesus is. And to show more about who Jesus is, the gospel writer then describes the first of seven signs or miracles that we heard, the turning of water into wine, something which illustrates the transformation that can happen when Jesus is around. I've always been fascinated by this story of transformation, not just because water was made into wine, which saved the honor of Jesus' extended family, not just because there was so much of it and that it was embarrassingly good, and not just because Jesus was obviously doing something new with something ceremonial of the old Jewish faith. What I'm fascinated by is, when exactly did the transformation take place? It may seem a small detail, but I think it could be quite important, especially in the implication that it could have for our own lives. Jesus told the servants to fill the jars with water, and they obeyed. He told them to draw some out and take it to the chief steward, which they did. They must have drawn some out with smaller jugs, perhaps, as the jars were so huge. Was it transformed into wine at that point? If so, for whatever reason, the servants don't comment. Or perhaps did it become wine when the steward drank it? This water was set aside for a purpose, and the transformation happened as it was being used by Jesus for the good of all those present. It happened because some people, the servants, obeyed Jesus. They did what he told them to do, and the transformation was determined by the water's destination for use at the feast. And so for us, life is always transformed in one way or another by the presence of Jesus, even if we reject him. What sort of transformation might we expect? Well, the transformation that Jesus brings for those who decide to follow him is a result of our response to God's overwhelming generosity and love for humanity, as demonstrated in Jesus turning so much water into wine. It happens because we set ourselves aside for his purpose when we decide to trust him and obey him. More importantly, it happens as we move towards God and towards others, as we give ourselves in love for God and for the world. It doesn't just happen for its own sake, just to somehow make us nicer people so that we can find life a bit easier. It happens for the sake of others, as we give of ourselves. As we give of ourselves, we can expect to know more of the overwhelming generosity of God. We can experience God making something new out of our lives for the good of others. The writer of John's Gospel shows us clearly who he thought Jesus was, the Messiah, the one who brings transformation. This in itself could be called our epiphany, a life changer, a realization of who Jesus is and what he can do. Let us pray for the coming of God's kingdom.